Blog Talk Radio.
Are y'all ready for the fire talk? Low down on the biz and uplift the dialogue. Oh, yeah. Listen right along, this is straight off the press. The remix, fresh with no prior song. Whoa. Supplying y'all with the certified thoughtful. Yeah. To get the piece to the piece, it's time to call blow. Yeah. The raspberry wind is fragrant, flavorful. Insatiable eardrums taste the radio. Here can't be beat, the clash with me. Better leave all your doors and all half the week. What? Positive and motivational strategy. Successful guests promote self mastery. BlogTalkRadio.com/the remix. Fridays at 10 p.m. Eastern. Support the sister with a great reason. I must insist, don't miss it this evening. Peace, man.
Greetings and welcome to the remix, everyone. I'm your host, of course, Miss Blue, and you know where you are. You are live in the remix. Welcome, 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 everyone, to the remix tonight. Peace and greetings to everyone out there. So glad that you guys could join us live in the forum tonight. So glad to have everyone in the house. Peace and greetings to everyone out there. Welcome to the remix. I do want to give out the call-in number. 646-652-2711 is the number to call, and that's going to get you locked into the remix, as well as let me go ahead and give you directions so you can get yourself over. www.blogtalkradio.com/the remix, all one word. That's going to also get you locked in. Peace and greetings to everyone, and welcome to the remix tonight. So good to have you guys here. The chat room is open, so if you want to come on over and get yourself in the chat room, you can do that as well. The chat room, let me give you directions, cosmic directions, www.blogtalkradio.com/the remix, and that's going to get you in the chat room. I see you guys are getting yourselves all situated. If you're a guest and you're joining us here live in the forum for the very first time, let me be the first to say welcome. Welcome to the remix and welcome to the forum tonight. And you can sign up as a guest by clicking the link at the bottom and telling us exactly who you are and get yourself signed up. So, welcome, everybody. Want to give a big shout out to everybody, Planet Remix, listening in, as well as those who are self-invested. Shouts out to everybody who's self-invested. Also, thank you so much for joining us here live in the platform. And also, big shouts out to the priestess as well. So welcome, everyone, to the platform tonight. I do want to remind you, just like all the shows, it's available for you to download, download, download. You can go and you can download this show and the remix shows as well. You can download that on iTunes. You can listen to it right here on the remix. You can get the apps. It's so many different ways that you can download and listen to the show and listen in the archives. I want to remind you, you can go back and listen to Sunday's show as well, Friday night show, excuse me, Chat and Chill, as we did here in the remix. It was a beautiful thing as well. So welcome, everyone, to the remix. Whew, just caught some flashes right before the show. And, yeah, we're going to be talking about the butterfly effect today. Yes, the butterfly effect. The butterfly effect is what we're going to be talking about, the metamorphosis of the butterfly effect. I'll also be taking you guys' calls tonight as well. We're going to do a little moving around, dancing here in the remix. Peace and greetings to everyone. So glad to be here with you guys live in the platform tonight. And to have you guys here. We had a wonderful time in Self-Invested on Saturday night. Self-Invested, of course, you know, we're going through the Kim Business Class myself and Brother Bilal from Bilal the Experience, and also from Self Invested, doing an amazing job there. Had just some beautiful dialogue with all the brothers and sisters in Self Invested. So want to give a big shout out to all of them as well. Also want to let you know that if you're thinking about becoming self-invested, you can definitely do that as well. We're going to leave the membership for self-invested open for a while. I do want to let you know because there are going to be some changes that we're doing. And so you have until the first week of October to enroll in self-invested. So if you want to find out more, everything is available in the show notes. You can always email me questionforblue@gmail.com. And that'll get you locked in. Yeah. Welcome to the remix, everyone. We're going to listen to a little bit of Baby Blue, do some international shots out. Oh, and by the way, want to send much love and shots out to Esther, celebrating her Earth Day as well. Much love from me, Miss Blue, and the whole Planet Remix to her. And I know she's enjoying her beautiful Earth Day birthday today and that celebration. And to all of you out there that is celebrating birthdays around this time of the year, Earth Days, just want to just tell you happy born day to you, and hopefully you're fulfilling that and all of your beautiful wishes coming true for you. So yeah, so we're going to listen to a little bit of music here. I did have a song I wanted to play, but you know, that got killed. So we won't be playing that. I'll play something else. But welcome to the remix, everyone. So glad to have you here tonight live with me. It really does my heart well. It really does. Let's see. We're going to play some Baby Blue. Yeah, some Baby Blue.
La 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 la, the remix. Hey, this is Baby Blue. And remember, if nothing else moves you, life will.
I'll take you.
That was Pops and the Staple Singers, and I'll Take You There. I love that song. I really do. I really love the words and the lyrics there, and it really speaks to, you know, a lot of things when we start to think about what's really going on. Tonight, we're going to be talking about the metamorphosis of the butterfly effect. I'm going to talk a little bit about that, but then I definitely will be taking your calls as well. I do also want to let you guys know that you can email me, and many of you have, about the new Akashic Record readings that I'll be doing. And so I have been taking your emails as fast as they're coming in. So thank you guys in advance for just kind of being patient with that process as I get ready to send you out the information. So we're getting that information back out to you. So if you're interested in getting a reading, getting an Akashic Record reading from me, as you know, that is the one reading that I will be doing at this time from the Premier Files. Question, Q-U-E-S-T-I-O-N, the number 4, blue, at gmail.com. Sister Munya just put the link in the chat room for you. So you can have that. You guys can send that information to me. I would love to connect with you. So peace and greetings to everyone. I do want to have us just take a moment and really just kind of reflect on some of the things that are going on, are happening all around the planet. And a couple of things are going on. As you know, there was an explosion that just happened in Paris. And, you know, there are many people making their transition at this particular time, as well as Alaska. Different parts of Alaska had an earthquake today, Iceland, the volcano that's going on. So a lot of different energy, more energy that's on the planet that we've been talking about. And so, you know, we do want to send love and light and peace and, you know, healing out to all of those as they continue on their journey and all of these things that are going on at this particular time, because it is so much happening. So much that we talked about in prior shows here on The Remix, really keeping you current, really keeping you ahead of the game. As you guys know, Brother Bilal, and who better to talk about it, talked about some of the energy that would be coming up for the month of August, which had a lot to do with what we've been seeing across the board, relationship. Lots of breakups and lots of makeups and lots of butterfly effects going on, metamorphosis. Some people are doing the butterfly effect as we speak right now and entering into that process right there. So a lot of this energy is here. A lot of this energy is going on at this particular time. So I do want to kind of make sure that you guys know that when we're doing these shows, they are truly inspired. They're truly inspired by myself and everyone who comes on The Remix. One of the things that I love the most, though, is hearing from you and being able to share that connection that we share. So when I'm doing readings or you call in and you have a question about something that's going on in your life, there's not a day that doesn't go by that I don't get tons of emails from you guys telling me how, whether I was speaking to someone else or giving a reading, it was something that was happening to you that was going on in your own life, and it really sort of brought that clarity and understanding to you, because that's exactly what it's about. Those are what I call soulful activities, and that's what we have here on The Remix. We have soulful activities, you know, really that connects us together as a soul group, and really these actions, the actions that all of us are making, is really a part of that butterfly effect, and we're all a part of that, the collective consciousness, and to talk about that. So I do want to start out as we get ready to get into the share and talk about the butterfly effect. Many of you seen the movie that came out years ago that talked about the butterfly effect and how going back, you know, it was his journal that he was able to time travel through by going through and taking a look at the journal and going back and looking inside his journal and making some changes for the people that he thought he loved and that he thought he cared about, that this was going to make things better, just making these subtle, small changes. Initially, those changes were for himself, to be able to have some changes in things that happened to him, the blackouts that he was having. But when he was coming back, making these changes made the situation worse. And for someone he really cared for and loved, you know, instead of really just expressing that, he tried to go back and change certain things, and it didn't turn out so well. you know, and it really shows that there is no shortcuts on this journey. And it also shows that all of these actions are in divine order. They're in divine order about how they are, how we see them, how those things are being expressed. You know, it's a wonder that they don't, why they call the butterfly theory or the butterfly effect, they also call it the chaos theory. Because often when we try to go back, when we try to change certain things, when we start to go back on things that we said we wasn't going to do anymore, or we wasn't going to do that way anymore, it does cause chaos to happen. You know, when we think that we can shorten something or make it longer, it doesn't really work. It doesn't really work. So those are just some things for you to begin to think about as we talk about the butterfly effect tonight. And if you haven't seen the movie, I think the movie is excellent. It's one of my favorite movies to watch because it really brings about a lot of understanding. It talks about a lot of pain of things that we suffered when we were young, and really how we can be able to move past that pain, but not by eliminating it. Because it is through sort of some of those pains that you find out, you know. A lot of songs, you know, I was talking to a sister today, and, you know, she was going through a lot of things dealing with relationships. And, you know, one of the songs that I told her to play, "You're the Best Thing That Never Happened." So sometimes some of these things are the best thing that never happened to you. And then some of these things that actually happen to you, it really is to make you stronger. It's to really help you move yourself forward. It's to really open up your senses to become wiser and just to really be able to see that. So I wanted to kind of start off about the butterfly effect. And even when we think about the butterfly and we think about the process of the butterfly, which is about the cycle of life, it's about growing, it's about moving through that energy of the cycle of life. It's about really understanding that, how even it's the butterfly that lays the egg that becomes the caterpillar, and the caterpillar enters the cocoon, knowing that as it enters into this process that there is no turning back. And so many of us who have accepted the past that we have in our lives, or we've accepted who we are in this life, there really is no turning back to that. We can't just easily hit the switch and go back. We can't just go back. We can't just go back to those things that we used to do. And for some of us, we have to ask ourselves the question, why are you where you're at in your life and you haven't been able to move yourself forward? Why not? Why haven't you? Is it really because of your mother? Is it really because of your father? Is it really because of that failed relationship? Is it really because you don't have that job? Is it really because of where you live? Is it really because of who's around you? Why can't you have what you need to have? Why can't you? Why can't you create the life that you want to create? Why can't you get down to the essence, to the core? Why can't you do that? It's time to have that conversation with yourself. It's time to really begin to look instead of looking and blaming other people and running from that person to this person to that person, trying to feed your pain upon them. Why can't you do it? So those are some of the things that we'll be talking about here tonight. I also will be taking your calls here tonight, 646-652-2711. I see it's tons of you guys on the phone line, that's fine. 646-652-2711 is the number to call. Press 1 when you get on the phone lines. If you have a question, we're definitely going to be taking some calls. If you're in the chat room and you're a guest joining us, I want to say welcome. You can definitely click the link at the bottom, sign up, tell us who you are, and come on in. The Remix family is in the chat room and sure to make you feel right at home. So we're gonna go to the phone lines. I'm gonna jump around here because it is quite a few people on the phone lines and start to take your calls tonight. So let's see. Let's go to the caller calling in from area code. 843, you're live in the remix. Please tell us who you are. 843.
Hello?
Hello, greetings. Who's on the line, please?
This is Makiva.
Oh, greetings to you.
Hi.
Hi, how are you?
I'm fine. It's so at work, and I was like, I'm still going to listen to the Blog Talk Radio show tonight, and I hope she comes because I'm fine.
Well, I surely did. I did. I did.
Yes, ma'am. Oh, man. I don't even know what is in it. I was just listening to what you were saying about the butterfly effect. And Miss Blue, I feel like I do need to ask myself that question. You know, like, don't point at other people about why I haven't been able to move forward to do the things that I wanted to do. But I really am kind of busted. Why am I feeling so stuck? Because I really haven't felt like this really when I was growing up, but... It's mm-hmm. like ever since I became an adult, I've just been feeling stuck, like just stuck in neutral.
Mm-hmm.
And I really don't know what to do anymore. Kind of frustrating at times.
Yeah. Well, you know, when we start to feel about why we're stuck, you know, it really has a lot to do with how we see ourselves. You understand how we see ourselves and what is actually happening. You understand? That's the number one thing about feeling stuck, because the truth of the matter is we're always moving. And sometimes we're not always moving forward. Sometimes we're moving backwards. But we are in a constant state of moving. And for you, one of the things that I want you to do is really start to get some new thoughts. You know, really kind of share some exchanges, you know, really engage yourself in something that perhaps you don't know and start to learn again. A lot of your reasoning feeling stuck has a lot to do with relationship issues, correct?
Yeah.
Yeah, yeah. And that can make you feel stuck, you know. It can make you feel like you're completely torn apart and that you're stuck when you're in that particular space. But it really is the time for you to really kind of get into you, you know. That's the thing. Running to someone else is not going to solve the problem for you. It's going to be a temporary fix. It's not going to be something that's going to be lasting for you, you know. It's about having fresh thoughts. It's about giving some energy to yourself. It's about investing in yourself, you know, recognizing your own divine feminine energy that lives within inside of yourself and your own sexual power that you have, and really taking ownership of that.
I see where you're coming from with the yeah. I see. And actually, you know, just trying to forward. Oh.
I can't hear you. Your phone is breaking up.
I meant to say that I understand when you're talking about me trying something new, trying new things.
Yeah. I said try new things, not a new man. Try new things. Yeah.
Yes.
Try new things. Yeah. You may want to leave that alone for a minute. Try new things so you can get to know and understand who you are, you know, before you bring someone else inside your tangled web.
Yes, ma'am. I understand.
Yeah.
I do.
Okay.
All right.
All right. Well, thank you for calling in. Peace and love. Keep listening.
All right.
All right, we're going to go to the next caller calling in from area code 573. You're live in the remix. Please tell us.
Hello?
Hello, greetings. Who's on the line, please?
Oh, this is Davina from Columbia, Missouri.
Okay, greetings, Davina.
Greetings, Ms. Blue. I actually was just thinking about this topic about a day or two ago. the butterfly effect, and I think I've been trying to go back with my mind and, like, regretting decisions I've made.
Mm-hmm.
But I feel stuck because I don't know how to make a move, make a decision on, like, where I need to be and whether or not it's going to be the right decision, like, what state I'm going to be in or who I can depend on, you know. I mean, I know I got me, you know, but I do need some extra help, you know, just for my son.
Well, you know, interesting enough, you know, one of the things that I will tell you is that it is possible to go back into the records and change some things that has happened in the past. Can you hear me okay, Davina, because I'm getting an echo from you?
Yes, I can hear you.
Okay. So it is possible to go back into the records and change some things, but you're changing things not literally, in a sense. It's about really gaining understanding and being able to look at something from a different perspective. The main thing that... Do you have me on speaker? Because I'm getting a lot of...
Hold on a
minute.
No, I don't have you on speaker.
Okay. Well, your call is kind of breaking up, but that's certainly fine. I'm sure there's a lot of energy kind of going on. But the main thing is, Davina, can you hear me okay?
Yes, I can hear you now.
The main thing is that you've been kind of struggling with this decision for a long time.
Yes.
And the main thing is you want somebody else to make it for you, because then that leaves you with no responsibility. Then you, if it doesn't go right, you can say, well, they asked me to come. I didn't want to come. So therefore, there's no responsibility that you have to take in making the move. When it comes to having a support system for your son, I get that. And in some cases, that is definitely needed. But in other cases, you are his support system. You have to be able to depend on you.
Okay.
Because you think about where you are now and think about the support system you have. Has that support system been able to support you and your son? Yes and no. It's supporting you in one aspect and it's killing you in the other, because every time you have to think about the situation between his father and that's going on with you, it kills you inside.
Yes, it does.
So, therefore, you have to ask, is this a healthy support system you even have?
No, I don't think so.
Yeah.
I really don't.
Don't be afraid to try something new. You've already failed with what you call so-called help, if that be the case. It's not really a failure. It's a part of the process that you have learned, but you've already not been able to accomplish what you wanted to accomplish, staying in the situation, waiting for one day he suddenly flirts with you or give you an indication that maybe you two are going to get back together. And then as soon as you do something he doesn't want, then he goes running back to the other person.
Yeah.
That's not a support system. That's not a support system at all. You can't keep playing this deadly game with yourself with this. I know you want your son to be close to his father, but you have to get yourself in a position so that you can help both of you, so you can help everybody.
Yeah, that's how I see it right now. I definitely know I need to move. I just don't know where. And I mean, like you said, I don't want to end up in the same situation because, I mean.
Well, at this point, the same situation you can't end up. It's got to change. And you're the only one that can make a change. But you are the one that's going to have to make that decision about where you're going to move. No place is going to be comfortable for you. It's not going to be easy. You're going to go in as the new beginner, but you need to do your research. You need to put in the work. You need to make provisions because you're already knowing what you're going to need going in. But sitting there waddling in the problem is not going to give you a solution at all. It'll be 20 years from now, and you'll still be saying, I want to move.
Yeah.
Seriously.
Okay.
Yeah. All right. So there you have it. Whatever you decide is definitely going to be right for you, but don't look for a fall guy. Don't look for somebody else to blame. Don't look for somebody else to say so you don't have to take responsibility for you. Don't do that.
Okay.
All right. Peace and love. Thank you for calling in.
Thank you, Ms. Blue.
Mm-hmm. All right. We're going to go to the next caller calling in from area code 414. You're live in the remix. Please tell us who you are and where you're calling from.
Hey, Ms. Blue. I was in the fight and I'm calling from the chat room.
Okay. Greetings to you, original.
How you doing?
Wonderful.
I got some butterflies in my stomach because, you know, I'm nervous about where I'm going to end up for law school, and I don't know whether it's going to be south, east, west, north. I just really don't know, but it's like it's on my mind all the time, and I've been trying to pull cards from the from my Kim deck, and I don't know how to read it, you know, like that. You know, so I really don't know what I'm doing as far as that's concerned.
Of course you do. Of course you do. Of course you do. Of course you do.
Well,
I don't
see how I can figure out where I'm going by pulling a fake reunion. I mean, you know, I don't see the connection. So.
Okay, well, let me help you see the connection. Interesting. I pulled a card from the Kim deck. You got Sacred Union. I got card number 35, which is about being sort of kind of dancing around and still having the joy. And so one of the things that you're worried about is about where you're going to be practicing law once you finish law school. And so pulling the card Sacred Union is letting you know that you worried about the wrong thing. Why divide yourself? Why divide yourself? Why are you dividing yourself at this point? When are you going to graduate from law school? When is that happening? What year?
18.
2018. We're in 2014. Yeah. It is not time to worry about that. What you need to be focused on right now is getting through law school. Let me tell you what this is. This is a sign of what we call the fear factor coming up, and it's sort of almost trying to force you to go into the butterfly effect so you could start making changes now so that they can impact things in the future. It's not time to do that. It's time for you to be present because you have work here now that you have to do, and you can't be divided in that work because if you're divided in that work, you will never, ever get to the place where you can even begin to make a decision about where you're going to practice law. It's a distraction. It's a part of your fear factor.
Not where I'm going to practice, but where am I going to go study? Because
It's still a distraction. 4 years from now, it's a distraction. You're not
I'm going to be studying this year. I got to know where I'm going so I can prepare.
No.
You know what I'm saying?
It's still a distraction at this point. It's not time. It is not time. Trust me on this one. It is not time. It's not time. It's a distraction. Focus on what you're doing, and that will be revealed to you. It will be revealed to you. You have to trust that. I want you to think about it like this. You've come all this way. Why wouldn't you know where to go? How could that be possible? How could you have made it from where you are to where you're going and not know what you're going to do? How would that be possible?
No, it's not that I don't know where I'm going. No, it's not that at all. I think it's because, first of all, I'm taking this LSAT again in about another 2-3 weeks, and I feel like my back is against the wall trying to get a higher score. I mean, because the schools that's being offered to me now, I kind of wasn't planning on going to those schools, you know? I really want to stay here where I'm at now, but it's like I gotta perform. So I'm wondering where am I going to end up. So that's what I'm saying.
Let's go back to what you said, because we can always have what we want. It's whether or not we're willing to do the work to get there. Once again, Sacred Union is telling you to stop being divided. If you want to go to school in the state that you're in, then you buckle yourself down. You stop being divided. You stop being distracted. You study. You get the grade that you need to get so you can do what you want to do. End of discussion. It's very simple.
My son meant exactly, because it's not like I'm not doing that.
That's right.
It's not like I'm doing that. I'm not doing it. So I am doing it. I'm putting in the work. So
you're putting in the work, but you're being distracted by the end result of something you haven't produced yet. So I want you to go back, because how could you not get what you want with all that you've put in? How could that even be possible? That is impossible. You know, right now in the Kim Business class, we're talking about dream to reality, and we're talking about going through these different stages here. You're in what we would call the mystery. But the mystery is so easy for you to get distracted. Don't get distracted. Don't let this throw you off your course. How could you not go to the school that you want to go to? How could that ever be possible when you're the one creating your reality? It's whether or not you're willing to do the work that it's going to take to get what you want to get. And I know you are. So therefore, those other things, they're not an option. They become obsolete. Too many times we're right there at the threshold of walking across and getting what we want, and we give up. We bow down. We back out. We submit. We throw our hands up. We give up. And that's not what we should be doing. So hold fast.
I'm not going to do that at all.
Yeah.
I just only wanted to know where I was going to end up at. That's all.
Well, that's the same question. You going to end up where you end up at, where you decide you're going to go. So therefore, if you don't want to go there, then that's not even a question to entertain. Focus. No distractions. You've done all of this work. Of course you can go where you want to go. Why wouldn't you be able to?
Okay, I got it.
There you go.
All right. Thanks a lot, Ms. Brooke.
You're welcome. Peace and love. Thanks for calling in. All right. We're going to go to the next caller calling in from area code 228. You're live in the remix. Please tell us who you are and where you're calling from.
Hey, Ms. Brooke. How you doing? My name is Trish. I'm in Biloxi, Mississippi.
Okay. Greetings to you, Trish, in Biloxi, Mississippi.
Yes. Yes. I want to say happy birthday to Esther. I really enjoyed her reading. I talked with her a couple weeks ago, last week I believe it was.
Oh, beautiful.
And so I wanted to thank you also for referring me over to her. And
beautiful.
I really don't have any problems, Ms. Blue. I'm just sitting back kind of chilling. I just kind of wondering what I have a move that was delayed. So I'm just trying to see if that, you know, if I should kind of focus on that or maybe start looking for something else or thinking about going somewhere else.
You said you really don't have any problems. You said there was what now? A move that was delayed for you?
Right. I was supposed to move this weekend, but it got delayed. And then so I was just been thinking I wasn't comfortable. I felt like I was being pressed. And so I haven't Wednesday is when she told me I could probably be the earliest I can get over there. So I'm just wondering if this delay is meaning kind of like, you know, hold up.
The delay is really speaking towards there are some things that you need to take care of before you actually move. And that's what the delay is. The delay is really about you really kind of clearing sort of the path and really kind of giving yourself a good foundation about why you're really moving.
Mm-hmm.
Yeah. This has to do with why you're really moving. Like, what's at the core? What's at the root? What's at the bottom of why you really are making this move? And I can tell you right now, it has to do with relationships. That's what this shit is all about.
Ooh, wow.
Mm-hmm.
I thought maybe it was, I was thinking more I was like on the path or, you know, I had this feeling about, I'm trying to go to New Orleans, so that's what I'm thinking about. But I kind of haven't been thinking about a relationship.
Actually, you
maybe have. Maybe relations, but not a relationship.
Okay, well, they all kind of go the same. You know, that's sort of what we fool ourselves into believing, that we can have relations and not have a relationship.
Mm-hmm.
And, you know, one of the things that people don't know about you, you play tough, but you's a real sensitive chick.
Yeah, that's true.
Yeah. And so you don't do any kind of moves unless it's got something to do with relationships.
Wow. Wow,
yeah.
That is something.
Mm-hmm. Yeah. So that's what your move is about. It's either in the anticipation thereof, it's in the pursuit of, or leaving the breakup from, but it's all about relationships, baby. You ain't making no moves. All your moves is tied to relationships.
Oh, okay. Wow, that is something. I kind of knew you were probably going to say something like that. I just didn't want to hear that.
Yeah, I know. I'm sorry. I'm so sorry.
I'm just thinking over here talking about some relationships. I'm going to go crazy.
I'm sorry. You did call Miss Blue, so, you know, I'm just going to keep it 100. That's all I can do in this space.
Right.
Yeah, just
I got it. I guess I got to keep it 100 then, you know.
So, that's what it's about. I mean, you know, it's that. It really isn't anything mystical. It isn't anything that is going on that is just going to, you know, it's not some hidden agenda. It's really just giving you an opportunity to be able to focus on this so that you can understand what it is you're really doing. Because a big part of this is you're in the cycle of what I like to call the tree of life. And immediately when I get inside of your energy, I see this gorgeous, beautiful tree. And one side of the tree is blooming. It has beautiful flowers on it. The leaves are green. But then I go over to the other side, and there are some branches over there that have died. And literally half of the tree is dead. Half of the tree is not being fed. There is no life in it. And so,
I can believe it.
Yeah. And, you know, that's a big part of where you are right now. This is a beautiful cycle, the Tree of Life, because it really is about inner growth for you. It's about learning, and it is about you being able to give life, to feed life into the parts of you that you don't want to take a look at, that you don't want to feed, that you don't want to nurture, that you don't want to get a better understanding of it. Because what you don't want to do is you don't want to turn into those people that you despise in your life.
Ooh, Miss Blue, stop it.
Yeah, you don't want to turn into them. You don't want to turn into them. Don't want to do that.
Wow.
You want to keep your tree alive. You want to keep it full. You want to keep it blooming. You want to keep it growing. You really want to keep that. You don't want to turn into the people you despise by taking their actions and doing those actions in your life. It doesn't make you really feel better. It doesn't.
Right. Yeah. I know.
Yeah.
Wow.
So that's what the move is about. I want you to think about the move, not just being a physical move, but really being a spiritual move and also being a mental move and also a heart move for you. So work with some butterflies. The largest energy center on the human body is the back. I want you to imagine that when you're taking a shower that you have this amazing green light as the water begins to splash on your back and see beautiful butterflies flying into your back. And just opening up that love center for you. Because the front of your heart chakra is really kind of nice and healthy. It's bright. It's big. And it's protruding about a block and a half away from you. But the back of your heart center is really, really closed down. And there's hardly any energy going in. But I do see life force energy pouring out of your back. So as we speak, I'm trying to really kind of close that energy up for you. I'm sending you some healing light, and just this conversation is allowing some of that energy to not spill itself out so much. But I want you to visualize butterflies or whatever you love, birds or whatever, flying itself into the back, into your back when you're in the shower, and you can feel that green energy water on you to help you open yourself up, because you have a lot of love to give. You're a very intuitive sister, but you need to tap into your heart for real.
Now, is that like the giving side? See, that's what I'm used to that, but I'm not used to the receiving side of that.
No, you're not.
That's what's a struggle for me.
Mm-hmm. It's the receiving. Yeah. It is. And that's because of things of the past. So tonight we're talking about the butterfly effect, and know that even though I'm not going to tell you I'm so spiritual that certain things happen that, you know, it was divined and it was ordered, that's not what I'm saying. But know that everything has put you on the path and the journey, and you will end up at your destination, you know, taking those things with you. Yeah.
Okay. Sounds good. Thanks a lot, Miss Blue.
Oh, you're welcome. Peace and love to you. And let us know how that move goes for you. Do some funky feng shui before you get up in there, too. Yeah.
I sure will, yes.
All
okay.
Right. Peace.
Thanks.
You're welcome. Beautiful, beautiful. We're going to go to the next caller. Calling in from area code, and it's quite a few of you on here, so I'll say this, 3477. So 3477, you're live in the remix. Please tell us who you are and where you're calling from.
Hi, Ms. Blue. This is Danielle calling from Brooklyn.
Oh, greetings to you, Danielle from Brooklyn. We're getting a little bit of static from you on the line. Can we hear you okay?
It's a fan. Turn it off. Okay, is that better?
Yes, that is better. Greetings, Danielle.
I feel like I'm going through the transformation phase of maybe the butterfly effect.
Mm-hmm.
No, if you have any whatever, whatever you have to tell me.
Mm-hmm. Well, Danielle, one of the things I pulled the card from you from the Kim deck, and what came up for you was stone people. And stone people came up because there's certain situations and people you're going to have to detach yourself away from, period. You keep entering into this vicious cycle, and you keep doing the same things over and over again. You get yourself in a better position. You start doing the same things again, and boof, you're right back where you started. Yeah. So you're going to have to really sort of detach yourself away. And this is what I need you to do. I want you to stay with me, and I want you to do some visualization with me for a second, okay? And I want you to imagine that you have the jacket on, you know, like a Letterman jacket, you know, the jacket like, you know, like in high school, like if your guy plays football or if he plays basketball, you get a jacket. I want you to imagine this jacket on, okay? And I want you to go imagine that you're standing in front of a mirror, all right? Mm-hmm. And I'm going to tell you who your man's name is because it's written on the back of your jacket because you got his jacket on, all right?
Okay.
All right? So on the count of three, you're going to turn around. One, two, three. His name starts with a V, and it ain't Vic. It ain't Vic. It ain't the NFL quarterback Vic, but it's the other NFL quarterback, Victim.
Oh.
Take his jacket off. You got to take off your boyfriend's jacket, which is the Victim, because the truth of the matter is nobody's coming to save you, and I don't care how much you wear that jacket. There will be no one to stand up and claim that you are their woman with the Victim jacket on. There ain't no brother coming from you. He ain't fitting to say, that's my girl wearing my Letterman. That's not going to happen.
Gotcha.
Yeah. So take the jacket off. Take it off. You got to. It's time for you to begin to take it off, because you have absolutely everything that you need to continue to move yourself forward. You just have to detach yourself away from a lot of different behaviors that you're doing. I want you to sit down and I want you to write down 5 thoughts that are toxic to you. And I want you to detox those thoughts from your mind and replace them with 5 beautiful thoughts about yourself, about your life, about who you know you are and what you can achieve. No more victims. Be the shero in your life, and then you can find a real hero. Because as long as you're the victim, the only one that's coming to save you is villains. That's it.
Okay.
All right?
Okay.
All right, sweetie. You're welcome. Well, peace and love to you. And anytime you get to feeling like that, just remember that jacket, turn around, and take it off.
Okay. Thank you so much.
All right. You're welcome. Peace and love. Hold the line. All right. We're going to go to the next caller. Calling in from area code 3472. You're live in the remix. Please tell us who you are and where you're calling from.
Oh, my. I'm Courtney calling from Stamford, Connecticut.
Okay. Greetings to you, Courtney, from Stamford, Connecticut.
Oh, my God. Okay, well, I wanted to speak tonight just a little about what I think I'm stuck with, professionally, let's say, in, my work, well, my whole life, but work life for time, circumstances, and the decision that I made recently within myself in regards to staying at my job, I've struggled with. I have a very good relationship with my boss, and I think we're just so close now that it's become problematic. And that recently I made a decision, well, I thought about leaving, and I decided against it because of his reaction to my thoughts about leaving. And I think now I'm struggling with that decision I made to go against leaving and stay.
Okay. So let me try to translate what you just said. So you and your boss, real interesting. You and your boss kind of got a little too comfy with each other, right?
Yes, but not like that. Just he became my mentor, basically. And
okay.
I felt professionally to, you know, I guess he did feel like family. He was getting on my nerves at one point, but I felt like I got what I can get from the position, and there's no level for me to grow in. So I thought I'd take my chances and see what's out there. He has a direction where he would like me to be in life, let's say, and I'm not 1,000% sure that's what I want to do. I think I can do it, but I don't particularly think I want to do it. And I feel like I'm shortchanging myself by doing it because it's paying the bills.
Okay. So now, Courtney, let's talk about this. Well, first, let me ask you this. What's your question for me?
I guess I wanted loosely to see if I did go, I get confirmation that I am going against myself in making the decision that I made to stay where I'm at, for lack of better words, comfortability's sake.
Mm-hmm. Well, you know, what's interesting is when you first started that particular job, you really didn't have a lot of skills for the position. And the mentorship really helped you to really see how the company wanted that position to be done. Doesn't mean you didn't have skills. You didn't have the skills needed at that company to do what you needed to do.
Right.
And so, you know, you entered into this relationship with your boss for him to be the mentor to help you. It
yes,
was a beautiful,
I agreed to it.
Yeah, yeah, of course you did. I mean, you know, he didn't hold you hostage. You know, let's not say that. And it was more than just a work relationship. I hear what you're saying, but I know what you thought.
Yeah. I've been with him for 6-7 years now. It was only supposed to be for 6 months. He wanted 2 years. I wanted, so we settled on a year that I would do it. I was going to move out of town and try to start this new life that I've been trying to start since I was 13. But, you know, that was my plan, and I didn't particularly want to accept the job, but I did. And 1 year turned into 6. And
yeah.
Now I feel like I shortchanged myself, and I that's what I'm feeling stuck with.
Right. Well, two things. Even you staying, that was your choice. But you were staying. Your staying had nothing to do with your position at work. It was about the position you were hoping to get in life. You understand? The reason I'm telling, and I know you want to hear the truth, that's why you called in, but it really had nothing to do with that. And if you can see that, then it's going to make it so much easier for you to make the next decision you have to make for you. You understand? This is, I don't want you to push this off on somebody else. That's not what it was. Yeah, this wasn't about your decision, your work position at work. You had been, after about being at work for about a year, you already knew what you needed to know for the job. You been knew that. You wasn't staying for that. You didn't stay 5 more years for no damn job. Come on now. We don't even want people to believe that. It was for your position that you wanted in life. It was for that love that you stayed. And so now that you understand that that is not going to be what you thought it was going to be, you want to leave. And that's okay to leave. But make sure that you're clear about why you're leaving and why you stayed.
Okay.
Does that make sense?
Yeah,
so you don't have to battle with this decision about, oh, and I didn't waste it all this time, and I didn't. No, you didn't. You didn't waste all this time. You didn't do that. But see, what would be a waste of time is that you run your ass somewhere else and go get another mentor and do this shit again. See, that's a waste of time.
No, I didn't expect him to turn into my mentor, period, anyway. And the leaving situation would be to find myself kind of in a way to see what it is that I really want to do. I'm at a loss with the passion. I chose recently not to continue to look for work because he was so...
Yeah, but this
I don't want to make it seem like I'm putting it on him. Like
No, but this has nothing to do with work. This is about how you two feel about each other, period. So be honest. Be in that place. Be in that space. Know that you're there not because of work. You're there because of someone you generally care about. Care about yourself, too. It's just about understanding the real reason.
Is that okay? I mean,
of course
I feel like I'm not paying attention to me.
Well, I'm telling you that you are paying attention to you. But you already know that you're not going to be able to get what you want, which is that other position. So it's okay to pay attention to you. But I just want to make sure that you're clear. That you're not in denial. So you don't bring somebody else into this mess and have them believe that you stay in there for some damn job. That ain't it.
No, I definitely know that's not it. I definitely consciously know that's completely not it because I don't have the fear totally, you know, that I need to stay for the work. I know I consciously made this decision.
It's okay. It's actually nothing wrong with the decision you made. Don't push regret.
It feels so wrong. I feel like in the meantime, while I'm doing this for him, I'm getting older, and I still have no clue about what is passionate to me.
That's right. So go find your passion. Go find your passion and still be connected to your friend. Just recognize your position with him and what it is for real.
That makes sense.
That's it. Just recognize what it is for real and at least be honest with that. With yourself and with him. Otherwise, somebody stands to get extremely hurt here.
Yeah.
All right?
Yeah, that's food for thought, definitely.
Yes. So go find your passion. Go find what you enjoy doing. And go, just go do what you want to do and still, you can still love your friend in the same process until you guys figure out what it is that you need to be doing for each other.
Yes.
Okay.
I'll give it a shot.
Yes, that's what life is about. It's about doing that. It's about really going out there and living it. So do that. Still love your friend in the process.
Definitely,
yeah.
I will. Thank you so much, Miss Bill.
You're welcome. I love you. And don't pretend this is about work, because this has nothing to do with work. Yeah.
Right. Yeah.
All right. Peace and love to you. Peace and love.
Thank you. Bye-bye.
You're welcome. Thank you. We're going to go to the next caller, calling in from area code 786. You're live in the remix. Please tell us who you are and where you're calling from.
Greetings, Miss Blue. This is Ikana from Miami.
Oh, excuse me. Greetings, Ikana from Miami.
Yes, how are you this evening?
I'm wonderful. I am wonderful, enjoying Planet Remix and everybody and all the callers and talking about the butterfly effect, seeing it in real life with you guys here this evening. Yeah.
Ms. Blue, my challenge seems to be financial. And, you know, I see butterflies all the time, even when other people haven't seen them in years. I'm always seeing butterflies.
Yeah, and that's a beautiful thing. You know, butterflies really speak to transformation. A lot of times our ancestors would come back through butterflies. That's one of the main symbols. They tell me they love to flock around our loved ones and everybody because this is something that that really, really just helps, just really help them, you know, kind of turn their energy around or just kind of get their energy where it needs to be. Yeah. Mm-hmm. Yeah.
But my challenge seems to be financial.
But what does that have to do with butterflies?
I don't know. I thought you said, you know, like things.
I can tell you, but... No, because you brought it up. You said, I see butterflies all the time. You said, but my challenge is financial.
Right.
So I want you to start thinking about this because this is one of the things that a lot of people do suffer from, and it's called poverty within consciousness. And that's a big part of what's happening, that you've never been able to get to the root cause of poverty within consciousness and understanding how that's impacting you, how it's been impacted from your mother, from your father's side of the family, from their grandfather, from there. It's just a long line of not understanding about this. So in order for us to get to the root cause, one of the things I want you to understand that you're not chasing money. You're not chasing money, because money can't hold energy at all. It doesn't. It's a current. It's a frequency. It floats. It flows. That's all it does. Your finances are in a turmoil, because when you begin to start thinking about things and thinking about your life, too much of that is about what you feel you cannot have or you cannot achieve. Too much of it is you window shopping. Too much of it is you afraid to go inside the store instead of looking through the window, going in. Too much of it is about your low self-esteem that you still have struggled with ever since you've been about 16 years old.
Okay. So how do I move forward? How do I help break this poverty conscious that you say goes back so far?
Well, first thing is you have to acknowledge it. It's not me just saying it goes back before. Can you see it? Can you see that it goes back? Can you see that when you were 16, where your self-esteem was about who you were?
No, not right off.
Yeah, you can't see.
But I'm quite sure if I sit and think, I will be able to.
Well, you're thinking now. Why do you need to sit and think about your life? I'm not asking you about someone you don't know. I'm asking you about you.
But you're saying when I was 16, so I would have to sit and think about what was going on when I was 16.
Okay, well, I'm going to let you think about it because it's your life, and I'm quite sure that you can tell what was happening in your life when you were 16.
Okay.
You done thinking?
Yeah,
I mean, it's your life. You know, you're telling me that you've been absent from your life and you want to know why you have finance problems. You cannot be absent from your own life. It's so much of your life you've blocked out. How can you be absent? How can you be absent in your own life and expect it to work for you? Who's been working your life for you? Who's been leading your life for you? Who's been doing it? Who's been taking care of your finances for you? Who's been the person telling you how much money you're supposed to have? Who's done that? Who's done it? Tell us. Tell us who's done it. Who's been doing it for you?
No one.
No, someone has been doing it for you. Who's been doing it? Where do you get money from? Where do you get your money from? Who gives it to you?
Usually I work for it.
Now, is that a trick question for Miss Blue?
No, it's not, because, I mean, basically I've worked all my life, you know, up until maybe 5 or 6 months ago.
Okay. So who's been giving you your money?
Me.
You've been giving yourself your money. And so who's been telling you about this? Who's been telling you what you can or cannot do? Who has been telling you this?
Myself.
So if you've been telling yourself this story, why won't you tell yourself a different story?
Wow.
Do you get it? I want you to see that you can get out of this at any moment. At any moment, you can get out of this because you've been telling yourself this story. So now you have to change your story and you have to begin to tell yourself that you're not in poverty, that there's no lack in your finances, that you're able to get and get the things that you need, and you can look back over your life and you can think about all of the different times in your life when there was a need for finances and when there was a need for money, and you were able to get it. You were able to figure that out. So you've been telling yourself a story that is simply not true. That story hasn't been true for you for a very long time. But just like most stories that have been passed down, we just keep repeating them and saying them over and over and over again without even thinking about them, without even questioning it. So if you could take this story and you could make yourself believe that you were in a impoverished state, imagine what you're going to do with your new story that you begin to tell yourself. You didn't come this far in the game to get to this age to suddenly believe that you're going to end up just like the rest of the people in your family. See, that's an old story. So every time you go to a funeral and somebody don't have enough money to bury somebody, see, that's an old story. That don't have to be your story. And anytime you think about so-and-so car broke down or they need money for this and they don't have some money, that's an old story. You don't have to keep telling yourself that same story. Look at your life. Look at how you've been living. And the next time that you say to yourself that you don't have money, that's okay, because it's not money that you're seeking anyway. What you're seeking is to be able to spend time and do the things that you love doing. If you want to get up in the morning and you want to go and you want to go to the market and you want to buy you a whole basket full of fresh fruit, you want to be able to do that. If you decide that you want to get in your car and drive somewhere, you want to be able to have a car that can take you from point A to B. If you want to get on an airplane and fly and go to another place, you want to be able to do that.
True.
It's not about the money. Because I guarantee you, you're another sister. See, I can relate to a lot of you calling in because a lot of you, you know, we all have similarities. And I'm a person, I know that I'm in the school of love, and I know I came back for that. That's a big reason why I do the work that I do. And see, you're a sister that's in the school of love too. See, because there's been times that men have come in your life and they have needed money, and oh boy, you are a manifester because you was able to manifest that money for that man. One of your children or somebody needed some, oh, you was able to figure it out then. How come you wasn't telling yourself them stories then? So now, take that love, take that energy, and give it to yourself and manifest what you want in this life. But it starts with you being able to have that conversation with yourself, to really sit down and start you a butterfly effect journal. But this time you understand something that the man in the movie, The Butterfly Effect, didn't understand. This is not about going back, changing the past. It's about standing where you are and telling yourself the story that you want to move yourself forward. To move yourself forward. Start writing down those things that you want. Start writing down those goals of those things that you want to get and what you want to achieve, and start working towards them. One thing is for sure, nobody gets out of work here. Nobody.
All right, Miss Blue, I'm writing down everything you're saying, and it's been a help to me. It really
well,
has.
Beautiful.
An eye-opener.
Beautiful. Beautiful. All right.
And I thank you very much.
I thank you as well. Peace and love to you.
I
thank
love you, Miss Blue.
I love you, too. It's always good to hear from you. So there you go.
All right, thank you.
You're welcome.
Peace and love.
Peace and love. All right, we're going to go to the next caller calling in from area code 513. Live in the remix, please tell us who you are and where you're calling from. We can't hear you. We're going to put you on hold, 513. We're going to go to the next caller calling in from area code 405. You're live in the remix. Please tell us who you are and where you're calling from.
Hello.
Hello. Greetings.
Hey, I go by Quincy. That's what I was named. I'm in Oklahoma. How you guys doing?
You said you go by Quincy. That was your name?
That's what I was named. The state took me from my parents at birth, and I was adopted.
Mm-hmm. Okay, so, Quincy. You coming on in with your story. All right. Greetings, Quincy.
How are you
doing? I'm wonderful, Quincy. Gotta love the brothers. All right, Quincy, what's so for you?
I was wondering if you could pull a card and look into my energy. I know what I need to do, but I had a question on what I should stop doing.
Mm. Well, let's talk about that, Quincy. And I can pull a card for you if you would like for me to. I certainly can. And the card that comes up for you, Quincy, is card number 41. It's the heart chakra. Mm. You're not surprised.
No, ma'am, I'm not.
You're not surprised at all. Not at all. So, Quincy, you want to know what you should stop doing.
Yes, and I kind of think I know the answer also, but it's just more one confirmation.
Well, Quincy, since you know the answer, why don't you tell me?
Well, one, I know that I should have replaced my habit with the panic attack a long time ago. I just haven't mm-hmm. done it yet.
Mm-hmm.
And also, I know that I might, now I won't say might, I know that I might blame others for me not pursuing and doing certain things that I already know I should be doing.
Mm-hmm. Mm-hmm. Okay. So what's the question? What's the real question, Quincy? Because you said you already know what you should be doing, and you already know what you shouldn't be doing. So what's your question?
Well, over listening to your show many of times, and, of course, other shows and lectures and things of that nature, you've mm-hmm. done so many readings. You've done so many readings for people, and it felt like you were talking to me, and I know you hear that a lot. So it's
and,
like
and
you've
literally,
already given me.
Yeah. Go mm-hmm. ahead. Go ahead. Go ahead, Quincy. Go ahead.
No, I was just saying it's like you and Brother Bilal and Dr. Banks have kind of already, like, confirmed a lot of stuff that, like, I already feel. Me and my mm-hmm. friends and, you know, in our circle, we talk about some of the same things. It's like a lot of stuff is lining up, and I don't know, maybe I just wanted confirmation because I've heard you say it to other people.
Yeah.
As far as,
and
like, what they need to stop doing or whatever.
Mm-hmm. Well, I'll give you some confirmation if you're open to receive it.
Yes, I am.
You sure?
I didn't know if I wanted to do it, you know, over the airways or if I wanted to just do a personal, you know, reading where I email you at Questions for Blue and all that. So that's...
Mm-hmm. Well, Quincy, here's a couple of things. The first thing I want to say to you is I think it's beautiful that you know what you need to be doing. I think that's a good thing. I think it's really great that you know what you shouldn't be doing. I think that's fantastic. But let me tell you about those two things. They really don't mean nothing if you ain't doing shit.
What?
You just talking, you know? Like being,
I told myself that, though. That's the thing. I told myself that.
But telling yourself that doesn't do anything. What does that do? You still ain't doing it. So what difference does it make? You know, one of the things I want you to do is I want you, because it's great that you listen to other people, because we can learn through so many people's stories, particularly those in our soul group. But you got to start learning how to listen to Quincy for real. You've got to start listening to Quincy for real. You got to be able to hear that inner voice that's inside of you. You got to be able to know how to tap into that part of you. You got to know how to be able to drop down in your heart for real.
Because
one thing is for sure, information alone does not cause transformation. It doesn't.
Right. And not to cut you off, I've made, and I know I should be also making shirts, and I have one that says, "What is knowledge without application?"
Mm-hmm. And even wearing that shirt, Quincy, ain't going to do it. But I think it's great. I think a lot of people need to be reminded of that. So that's a good thing. But let me ask you a question.
I haven't made it yet.
I think you making the shirt is great.
Oh, I'm sorry.
Yeah. So let me ask you, who do you need to forgive?
Myself.
Why?
And,
Why do you need to forgive yourself?
Because I think I hold on to, you know, being adopted and hearing the situation of why I was adopted, and then, I don't know, I guess upbringing a little bit, even though, I mean, I had what I wanted, but I didn't really feel like I was accepted, I guess.
Mm-hmm. And who else do you need to forgive?
I guess my parents, I guess.
Why do you need to forgive them?
Well, my biological parents, I guess.
You say you guess? Who do you need to forgive? Not who you guess you need to forgive, because, see, you've had a pretty long life so far to be able to say who you need to forgive. So you're not guessing at who you need to forgive. Who do you need to forgive?
Well, I said myself first.
Yes, we talked about you. And then you said, I guess my parents. I don't want to know who you guess you need to forgive. Who do you need to forgive?
I would say my biological parents for letting them take me away from them.
For letting them take you away from them. And why do you think you haven't been able to forgive them?
I really don't have that answer.
So what are you upset at them about for letting them take you away? Here's something I want you to kind of flirt with. Can you do that with me?
Yes.
Yeah, you know how to flirt, don't you? See, I knew that would make you smile, Quincy. You know how to flirt.
I appreciate that.
I want you to flirt with this for just a thought. I want you to flirt with the fact that when you were getting ready to come to Earth, and you were deciding who was going to be your parents. You picked your mother and your father, but you only picked them because you knew that the parents who needed to raise you was eventually going to get you.
Right.
Right what?
You're absolutely right. And that's what I needed to hear because that's what you said to other people.
Mm-hmm. You did do that. You did that. But here's what I want you to also say with. This is not just about me being right. I really want you to flirt with this answer. I really want you to understand this because you are dealing with some serious issues.
Right.
Of self-worth. It's not abandonment because you don't feel abandoned at all. You feel your self-worth has been taken away from you. Because in your mind, and rightfully so, you feel that your life would have been completely different had you stayed with your parents. And in return for that, Quincy, you've kind of made some promises to yourself. And your promise is you ain't never going to abandon your child. Ain't that interesting? That's real interesting, Quincy. That you would say that. Do you have children, Quincy?
Yes, I do. I have two daughters.
Yes. And where are they, Quincy? Where are they?
One is here with me and one is here with her other mother.
Yeah. Why you don't have your other daughter with you, Quincy?
And that's part of the issue also.
Yeah, because you made this promise to yourself without understanding what that promise was really going to entail.
Right.
That you never leave your child. But you did. You did exactly what your parents did.
It wasn't.
Oh, no. No, you didn't give her up for adoption. Oh, no, you didn't do that. But you left. So here's what has to happen in order for you to do this, because we do a lot of things and we make a lot of commitments to ourselves without having full understanding. And you being the wise brother that I know you are, studying the things that I know you study, oh, you know you got to go and make this right.
Yes, ma'am.
You understand? And you can do it.
Yes,
so that you do not end up having your daughter think exactly what you think about your own self-wealth, because how do you think she feels knowing that her sister gets to be with you and she don't?
Oh, I've already read that. I've already felt her her feelings of that, and that's part of the reason why I need to stop procrastinating on what I need to do from the military, so I know I can have a place for them. Because I did make an effort, but I guess I didn't do enough. I didn't walk out on my daughter. Her mother kind of shunned me out and lied. And
Hold on. I want you to hear what you're saying, and I want you to go back and listen to this recording because it's really going to help free you up. See, because when your parents got to telling their story, oh, you had all kind of solutions about how they could have came and got your ass. You had all kind of solutions about how they could have fought for you. So you trying to tell me that now, you being a grown man, you let your baby mama push you out of your daughter's life? See, it's real easy to talk shit about shit until we live it for real.
Right.
And so that's what I want you to take from this conversation, for you to understand that all of this that you've been holding on with your parents, you gotta let it go. And you're not necessarily even letting it go for you. You're letting it go for your own children.
Okay.
Stop saying the government... Or that's the adopted name that they gave you, Quincy. They call me Quincy. Who the hell do you call you?
I call myself Marsh Noray.
You call yourself Noray. Then why don't you change your name to that?
That's in the process, too. It's all thinking of what I
Quincy,
should be doing.
Quincy, you know what you sound like? You sound like your parents.
Which ones?
Both of them. The ones that gave you up. You sound like them. That's what they said. They tried to get you back. They tried to do this. Ain't that what they told you?
Okay, see, but this is the thing. My mother was 16 years old, and my father was supposedly 49 or 69.
Okay.
And when I called the lawyer, he said that the state took me from my parents. My
okay,
mother had
Quincy.
Epilepsy. So
Quincy.
That's
Quincy, how old were you when you had your daughter?
I was 22, I believe.
Much older, right?
Yes.
So wouldn't you say you was much wiser in some cases than probably your mother?
Yes, most definitely.
Okay. So I don't want to hear that. It doesn't matter. It's still a bunch of excuses. That's what it is. So if you really want to grow up and you want to put on your big boy boxers, then you got to do big boy shit. See, because talk is cheap. You're not a victim at all. You're not a victim. And in most cases, even though things were not perfect where you were, it was a better situation than where your parents were at the time.
And that's also a confirmation. So which this whole time that you've spent with me has been a confirmation.
Beautiful. But you know what I want, Quincy? I don't want you to just tell me about a confirmation. I want to see some action. You need to go ahead and forgive yourself for what you think you coulda, shoulda, woulda done. So you can end this cycle for good. So your daughter don't sit somewhere and be thinking all of the stories that you thought while you were growing up.
Yes, ma'am.
So you take all of this knowledge and you start applying it, not repeating it, applying it, because everything that you need to do to move yourself forward, to do what you got to do, you got it right there in front of you.
Thank you.
So you want to be a God? God knows how to love for real. For real. You can do it. And I can't wait for you to call me back and let me know some of the things that you begin to do to take yourself forward.
Yes, ma'am. Thank you very much. And that
All
card
right.
was, what was the number of that card?
41.
41. That's what I was saying. All right. Thank you very much.
All right. Peace and love. All right. We're going to go to the next caller. 225. Ooh, 225. You're live in the remix. I don't know if you're ready for the remix, 225.
Oh.
No, we're gonna come back. We're going to go to the next caller. Calling in from area code 313. You're live in the remix. Please tell us who you are and where you're calling from.
Hello.
Hello.
Hello. Greetings. Who's on the line, please?
This is Debbie from Michigan.
Okay, greetings to you, Debbie, from Michigan.
I'm so glad I got through tonight. I was trying to get through Friday, and I said, oh, I can't get through, but I guess tonight's the night. I definitely feel the butterfly effect. It just seems like everything is changing all around me in every area of my life. And it is a little scary because I don't know what's next. And I'm just wondering, you know, if you pull the card, what, you know, maybe what is spirit trying to tell me right now?
I don't have to pull a card to tell you what spirit is saying, but I'm going to pull a card for you.
Uh-oh.
I'm going to pull a card.
Okay, I got my pen in my hand.
Let's see here. The card that came up for you is card number 36. It's the goddess Moot.
The goddess who?
Moot. M-U-T.
M-U-T. Okay.
Mm-hmm.
Oh. And what does she mean?
Oh, I'm getting ready to tell you. Give me 1 second here.
Okay.
Yeah. 1 second. 1 second. Mm-hmm. Okay, so, listen. Okay, so... You know what?
Mm-hmm.
You said you feel like a lot of changes is coming up. A lot of changes happening in your life. A lot of things is going on. Let me ask you a question.
Oh, yeah. It's been a lot of changes. My basement flooded. It was a big flood here in Detroit, and I had to throw away everything in the basement, which was stuff that I had been wanting to put out for years, and
wait a minute. Oh, it's all coming back to me. Let me get in there. Energy girl. Okay. So you didn't never finish the feng shui. So what happened is, you know, Mother Nature just took over and finished it for you.
It sure did.
Yeah, because you didn't never finish doing what you said you were going to do. It just,
no.
The butterfly effect, and said, there we go. The question I have for you, Debbie, is when are you going to start using your wisdom?
Now.
Okay. Good answer. Good answer.
Mm-hmm.
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 You're going to start using it now? You sure you're going to start using it?
I'm going to take baby steps because I've been afraid of wisdom. I didn't think I had any.
You didn't think you had? How old are you again?
46.
You 46 years old and you didn't think you had no wisdom?
I didn't have confidence in it. I know I'm
Hold on a second. Let me get this straight. So you're 46 years old, and you don't have any. You don't learn from no situations you've been in prior to, because wisdom helps to kick in from things that we learned prior to. So, you know, if I take my hand and I burn it on the stove, wisdom is going to help me to understand that when I go back to the stove, I can't stick my hand on the stove again or I'm going to get burned. So you telling me you don't have any wisdom?
I do have wisdom. I guess I spoke too quick from the hip. But I know I have wisdom. It's just certain areas in my life.
Right.
I didn't think, you know, hey, I don't know how to pick men, and I made some bad financial decisions.
Who do you know on the planet knows how to pick men? I want you to tell me one person on the planet that can pick a man. It's not like going to the plum tree trying to figure out which one is ripe and what ain't ripe. Who's picking a goddamn man? Who's doing that shit? Who picking men around here? I want to know somebody who's a man picker. Who will pick a man?
A man picker.
Oh, my goodness. She said it like we out in the fields. Y'all better learn how to pick a man.
Y'all in the fields. You better pick your man and pick your cotton, too.
Yeah. Well, you know, the truth of the matter is we can only attract to us what we are.
Oh, well.
Yeah. So if the picking ain't right, then I guess we got to, you know, get ourselves tight and right.
Right.
Can't pick a man.
Can't pick a man.
Girl, you can't pick a man. You shouldn't want to pick a man.
Now you tell me, no.
Yeah. And, you know, on a serious note, though, you know, a big part of you feels that you're nothing without a man. So therefore, go pick you a damn man so you can feel like you're something. If that's the only way you're going to feel like something, go pick you a damn man. See how that works for you. Just go pick a man. Just walk down the street and say, excuse me, can I pick? I just need to pick a man.
Right.
You know?
Mm-hmm.
And so you got to understand about who you are. To feel that you're nothing without a man, and I get it, a big part of that, that's a very loving and magical relationship to be able to enter into a union. But just to have a man, just to have a man?
Mm-hmm.
You tried that. You already done did that. That story ain't working for you.
Right.
Because you done picked some rotten ass men.
Yeah.
So why don't you try picking you first? Why don't you try making you number one? Why don't you try treating yourself like you imagine these men or man is going to treat you? Why don't you start treating yourself like that?
Right.
Because we do show other people how to treat us. You have so many things that you've been blessed with that you are really sort of the caregiver over. You've got to start paying attention to those things before you lose everything for real. See, you keep flirting with this idea that you're going to lose everything.
Yeah.
And you're manifesting it. It's already inside your energy center. It's in your energy field.
Yeah.
You don't have to lose everything in order for you to do what you need to do. Having a man is not going to do that for you. Not like that.
Mm-hmm.
But if that's what you know, is that what you believe? I'm not even here to change your mind. Pick a goddamn man right now. Tell me the man that you want. Name him. Show me. Who is he? Who is he?
At this point, I don't even know anymore what I want.
You don't know what you want. Just pick a man. Pick a man. Get you a fantasy man. Go get you a man. Go get you a fantasy man. Let Kim sing to you in the morning when you get up. Put on some music. Go find you a fantasy man. If that's what's going to make you get up and go do what you got to do, get you a fantasy damn man. Build his ass out. How tall is he? How tall is he?
He need to be at least 6'2".
6'2"? What kind of skin does he have?
Nice brown skin.
Brown skin. How does he wear his head? Is he bald-headed? Does he got a low fade? What? How does he wear his hair?
A nice low fade taper.
Nice low. Does he have a beard? Any kind of hair on his face? He has a mustache. What do he look like?
Nice goatee.
Nice goatee. Tell me about his lips. What his lips look like?
Nice brown lips.
Brown lips.
I mean, you know.
Okay. All right. It's your fantasy. I'm sorry. Let me get out of it. Get out. Jump on out. Okay.
Medium lips. Not big. Not too little. Just medium.
Not big. Not too little. What about his eye color? What color eyes does he have?
Oh, dark brown. Dark brown or light brown?
Brown eyes. How does he dress? What kind of clothes is he wearing? What does he wear? Is he a jean kind of guy? Is he one of them suit and tie kind of brothers? What kind of guy is he?
A little combo. Jeans, you know, suit when you need to. Suit and white shirt when you need to.
Okay.
Yeah.
Okay, so he can kind of go a little bit in between one of them. Okay, so what kind of voice does he have? Does he sound a little bit like Denzel, or do he got one of them Isaac Hayes kind of voices? How does he sound when he talks?
Denzel voice.
Oh, yeah. Got that Denzel voice. When he talk, how does he walk? When you're looking at him, how does
like
he walk?
Denzel.
He walks. Oh. Yeah.
Walk like
he walking like Denzel.
Yeah.
Okay. And how does he treat you? When he see you, what does he say to you? What does he say?
Just happy to see me and kind to me.
He's happy to see you. Listen, I don't know no brother that's kind. What does he say when he see you? Kind
oh,
is a woman.
Oh, wow. Not, oh, okay.
Yeah, brothers don't go around
talking. Oh, okay.
Brothers don't go around
talking. He's excited, you know.
So what does he do? How excited is he?
Oh, he's real excited to see me.
Okay, what does he do when he see you? Like, what is he doing?
What is grabbing me, caressing me, kissing me?
He doing all that stuff. Okay, all right. That's what he do when he see you. Okay. And what kind of things does he like to do?
He likes, typical dinner and a movie, maybe boating, traveling.
Okay. Traveling, okay. And what kind of music does he like to listen to? Like, who's some of his favorite artists that he likes to listen to?
Jazz.
Mm-hmm.
A little R&B, gospel.
Mm-hmm. A little R&B, a little gospel. Okay.
A little blues.
A little blues. You don't even want to know what they're saying in the chat room. You know what? Okay.
Please don't tease me in the chat room.
Oh, gosh. They got a man for you. They done built the brother up in there. They done picked the man for you. Okay, so there you go. You got your man. I want you to focus on that energy. Focus on that. And then really focus on you. Because think about the type of woman you are to attract a man like that.
Right.
Like, how beautiful inside and out you must be to connect with somebody like that. That's who you are. It's speaking to the reflection of you. So, see, I hear you moving around already. See, just the thought of having Amanda made you get up and do some shit. Ain't that amazing?
Yep, I went and moved my fan. I was like, oh, I'm hot. Fan around.
Oh, wow. It is so, 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 so beautiful. So, so beautiful. So there you go. It gives
you change
you,
my energy just that quick.
Yes. It's amazing what brothers do for us sisters. Just that thought of the man. It made you get up. You done started cleaning up. You moving around in the house. You doing all kinds of stuff. There you go. There's your fantasy man. That's him. Keep him with you. Keep him at the table. Keep him near you until you can continue to get there. And you're going to see him one day walking down the street. You're going to see him passing by you. He's going to connect with you. You'll be able to draw that energy into you.
Okay.
All right.
And this goddess, what was her? M-U-T?
Yes, the goddess Mut. You need to study the goddess Mut. Because Mut has a very, very unique connection, particularly when it comes to picking men. Because the goddess Mut is one of those goddesses that really, when you go and you go and you think about our ancestors coming out of ancient Kemet, that really was connected to brothers. She was connected to the brothers in the priesthood in particular. And often you will see her with a vulture on top of her head. And the vultures were there to protect the priests as before they went into the temples to go do their work. And she is the goddess that sits in the seat of feminine energy. She sits in the seat of wisdom. And she brings all of that and her essence and everything there.
Oh, okay.
Wow. All right. So study the goddess Mut and be able to connect with that. And the next time you feel like you're getting a little down and you're getting a little, I kind of didn't feel your little analogy about pick a man, but really it showed me. Just pick your ass a man. You just picked a man right there, and it just made you feel that much better. So there you go.
Yeah.
You just picked yourself a man. There you go.
Well, Ms. Blue, I had one other question. I hate to keep you on
the
line with
okay,
me.
No, that's okay, because I wasn't done with you yet. Go ahead.
Oh, okay. Because Friday, when I was trying to get through to you, the reason I really was trying to call you Friday was I had a dream Thursday night into Friday morning, and I woke up at 7:30 in the morning, and I was like, I can't wait till 10:30 at night to call this book. So I waited all day, and I still couldn't get through. But anyway, the dream, it really disturbed me because it was, I dreamed there were two crocodiles in my house. A little one in the attic and a really big one in the basement. And it was like I called the police in my dream to come and get these crocodiles out of my house. And they said, we're going to set a booby trap. I remember them saying that. And as they set these traps, I saw like the tail end of the big one go through my kitchen over all these pots and pans, and I was just running out the door. And they said, well, we're going to have to find out why they were in your house and what have you been doing that would bring them here. And just as the dream was ending, I was like, oh, God, that means my mother going to find out what I've been doing. And I was like, what's the thing about my mom? She's in spirit. And, of course, I woke up. And I was so disturbed the whole day. I kept looking around like, ain't nothing in here, you know. But crocodiles, I'm in Detroit. And that was so strange to me because I don't have dreams, bad dreams. I usually always have good or, you know, just dreams that give me information. But that disturbed me.
Mm-hmm. Well, one of the things I want to tell you, there's really no such thing as a bad or a good dream. You understand it is about information, and I want you to think about some of the key components. Of course, we understand that everything in the dream was you. So even the crocodiles, even the police, and even this, and it still stems back to a lot of things that were going on. And for you, the whole thing is about what your mother is going to think about you and what you're doing with the house, what you're doing with things that you're doing in your life. you know, what you're doing with everything that you've been left with, how you're proceeding forward with that. This is still you, the little girl. And so the crocodiles really speak to those tears that you have. If you can look at this symbolically, you understand? That's what the crocodiles speak to. You have big crocodile tears. You know how little kids, when they're not really crying, they have those big old tears coming down? Well, you have these huge crocodiles in your house because this is you. Still trying to say that your whole life is this way because you're so worried about what your parents are thinking on the other side.
Mm-hmm.
So the police came because they represent the authority. That's your higher self coming in saying, stop it, Debbie. That ain't true. That ain't what's really going on here. You understand? So even though you miss your mother, you know, really get to the point where you can really understand that you can still communicate with her. But the crocodiles also spoke to the flooding in the basement. Because crocodiles come with water. They have to be around water.
Okay. Mm-hmm. Oh, so the water was getting them out. Because the flood came and everything had to go.
Mm-hmm. Yeah. Mm-hmm. So that's about that dream. It's just really letting you know that you can continue to move yourself forward. The good thing is in the dream, you even recognize what you were doing. So the beautiful thing about dreams is whether or not you understand the decoding it, that our higher self is able to decode it for us. So you have that encoding inside of you that's there. Yeah. Yeah. Mm-hmm. Mm-hmm. Yeah. Yeah. Mm-hmm. All right. So that's what you do. Just keep moving yourself forward. Really let go of those thoughts of feeling that you're going to lose everything. And know that you're not. Know that you're not. Not. You would have to work very hard to do that. And know you're exactly where you need to be. Just keep moving yourself forward with peace and love, okay?
Okay, thank you.
All right, and when you get a little lonely, girl, just pick you a man. Just get you a man.
A man. Okay.
There you go. All right.
All right. Have a good holiday.
All right. Hold the line. Peace and love. All right. We're going to go to the next caller calling in. It looks like calling in from Skype that says Liv. Greetings. They can't hear. So we're going to come back to them. We're going to go to the next caller calling in from area code 910. You're live in the remix. Please tell us who you are. 910.
Hello.
Yes, greetings.
Hello?
Who's on the line, please? Yes, hello.
Hi, this is Anna.
Okay, greetings to you. You said Anna?
Yes.
Greetings.
Yes,
to you,
can Anna. You hear me?
I certainly
hello?
Can. Yes.
Okay, I'm here. I had to move around the house.
Okay.
Yeah, I'm just calling. I want to know, I recently just made some decisions or whatever that I was going to go into, do real estate, but then also carry on a teaching job for the next year. And I'm just like, is that the right direction? Does that even seem like the right field for me for right now?
You're talking about the real estate job?
Well, no, not the real estate, because I feel like the real estate is like a foundational thing, but then the part with being a teacher for the next year, because I feel like I'm like stuck in the, not even stuck, but I feel like I got to get past survival for me so I can move to other areas.
Okay. All right. Well, one of the things I'm going to tell you, honestly, I'll tell you what feels well. It's a couple of other things going on. So I want to make sure that we're taking a look at this from the right perspective. And one of the things that I feel when it comes to your teaching job is it's not that you don't like it. You don't like the way you're doing it now.
because I'm not doing it yet. It's just like a situation where we're putting in like applications to different schools and everything. But it's like I want to make sure like that's the thing to do right now, because I'm really at a point where I need to really work really hard to get to the next point in my life where there's a level of independence or whatever. That's what I mean to say.
Okay. I understand what you're saying. I will tell you honestly, the school teaching job feels a whole lot better.
Mhm.
That feels
okay.
That feels so much better to me. I think that that's going to work out for you. It's not that you can't do real estate, but I also feel that there's a group of people that really this is why you want to do real estate, that this was not sort of your idea. It was sort of something that was introduced to you.
Right. It's a situation because right now, like, I've actually come home to, like, to help my parents, and that's working out, because I spoke with you before and we were talking about this thing about coming home and everything, and that's fine and I feel good with that. But it's like I feel like I'm in a situation where I put myself in it, but I've been like working through it and everything, but where it's like you gotta make a decision to actually be able to stand on your own as opposed to like using all the support around you, but then you still ask for help because you want to move past where you're standing. If that makes sense, I don't know.
That does and doesn't make sense. So Miss Blue gonna be honest with you.
Okay. Yeah, I know. Okay, I just
it does, but it doesn't. So let me clarify a couple of things. First of all, you gotta stop beating yourself up for being back home with your parents. It's the best place that you can be at this time. And you gotta know that this is best for you. You don't have to worry about standing on your own, because you're gonna eventually be able to stand on your own, and you're going to be able to support your parents to some degree. The first thing that I want you to do is, you know, because you have a little bit of fear about applying for a teaching position.
Mm-hmm. Because I actually walked to the principal's, I went to the principal's office or whatever, and I gave her my resume and everything, and she said she just filled a position, but I still put my application in. But I'm like, what's going to happen, you know?
Well, what's going to happen is what's going to happen. You need to keep applying to different places in different schools. It's a process. It's not about just because you decided you want to work here, you're just going to get the job there.
Mm-hmm. Right.
Okay? And that doesn't mean because you don't get that one, it doesn't mean that you jump and go do something completely different that you really don't have any skills for.
Right. It's been a situation I feel like for the last, it's probably been for a long time, years in my life, but I noticed like now at this point that it's been just a situation of indecision or moving in 10 different directions at one time.
Mm-hmm.
And it's just like, I'm working through it, but it's like I feel like where is the end in sight with the indecision and feeling like comfortable and sticking with what you say you're going to do.
Mm-hmm. Well, the first thing you have to do, sweetie, is stick with what you say you're going to do, but it's okay to give yourself permission to change your mind. What I would like for you to do is to get a whole new story. Start this thing all over, because you're moving off the wrong energy. You don't run and go get another job just because you want to be able to be independent. You don't have anything to prove.
Mm-hmm. So what is that? What's that feeling? Because like I've been in like different jobs or whatever, and I didn't stick with them a long time and everything. And
it's called being young and growing up.
Right.
Listen. Who says you got to stick with a job? You don't have to do that.
I don't know. It's because I feel like whenever you talk with your parents and you talk with like just like different aunts and uncles and stuff, you stick with it. Da da da. You need to stick with
it.
But listen.
That may work for them. What they're telling you to do is you can't be indecisive. It ain't about sticking with what you're doing. They're trying to show you, you do realize that you jumping from this to this to this to this to this, and then you turning around trying to figure out why shit ain't happening for you.
Right. You're right.
Mm-hmm. You understand what I'm saying? So this is not just about, this is not just about you getting a job and staying there for the rest of your life. That's not what they're telling you.
Right.
That's not what they're telling you. Your family is trying to help guide you so you can get what you say you want. Not what they want for you, but what you say you want.
So, okay, what do you think? What is the feeling that you feel when you know that, or no, not even what's the feeling. How do you just, indecision, like, get rid of it? How do you just, like, walk away from standing still and pick this one or that one? That's one
you,
of the things.
Yes.
Here's
what I want you to do. I want you to sit down and I want you to write 4 goals for yourself for the next 4 months. 4 tangible goals of things that you want to achieve. It could be something you want to purchase. It could be something that you want to do. 4 things. Make them reachable. Don't do something unrealistic like, I want to go buy me a house. I want to be in a mansion. And not that that's unreachable, mm-hmm. but I want you to put 4 things down that you can begin to work towards. And when you start to put those 4 things down, that's going to help you make a decision. How can I get to them 4 goals that I want to have for myself? Maybe that's me taking a trip. Maybe that's me putting away X amount of dollars so I can buy something. Maybe there's something that I feel that I need to have in my life at this particular time. Those 4 goals are going to help you stay focused because you need a purpose. You're no different than any young person. And I've talked to some older people who are in their 40s and still don't know what the hell they want to do with their life. That's okay. Mm-hmm. That's not mm-hmm. a problem. But being indecisive leaves you in the middle and you're never able to make a decision. What happens is decisions start getting made for you. And then you start to feel like it's the world against you.
You ain't never lied.
You understand?
Yes.
So write down 4 goals for yourself. 4 of them.
Okay.
And what you're going to start to see that real estate ain't going to get you to them 4 goals real quick. You're going to start seeing, how can I get to them 4 goals as quick as possible?
Right. Because I've been thinking about this whole situation is how, because I was listening to one of your shows, and the one where you're talking about you had to really get yourself together this year for next year or whatever, and mm-hmm. I was just thinking about what am I going to do for the next, like, 340 days at this point, because it's been a while now, and, like, what am I going to do and to figure this out, because, like, I know I wrote stuff on it for the end of the year, but then, like you said, just 4 months from now is something important because that's a third of the year.
That's right. And here's the other thing I want you to do. Those things are great for you to begin to set those goals for yourself, but how about I'm going to need your ass to be present today?
Right, because I'm always looking away from right this second, and I feel like sometimes I just forget about what's happening right this second. I know there's thousands of good things happening to me, but sometimes I don't even notice this stuff.
That's right, and here's something else. I don't want you to ever forget this, that the words and the thoughts that you speak today are creating your tomorrow. And if you're not present today, then you know that you're not creating what you want tomorrow. You cannot be, because energy goes where thought flows. Whatever you're giving energy to, if it's a whole bunch of confusion, if it's a whole bunch of I don't know what I'm going to do, then that's what you're feeding life into. And sometimes it's not about that purpose that we need 5 years from now or 6 years from now or 20 years from now, but how about what we need right now today? How about I can be present in the moment and I can focus on this? Because we're living in a time now where there's so many different distractions out there. And distractions right. come in all shapes, colors, sizes, energies, all kinds of things. Distractions. That
wow.
really...
And I'm sorry.
That's okay. The true winner is the person who can focus. Why do you think the whole world is now understanding what our ancestors have known forever about when it comes to meditation or being able to get into that place of stillness? It's not about your actions that's going to make you a winner. It's about how still can you get your ass to be.
Mm. Oh, wow. I'm glad you said that because literally I've had a 7-day candle and I just had it burning and I noticed something last week. I felt really troubled or whatever, like mentally troubled, meaning that like 10,000 things are going through my head and I can't even get a night's sleep or whatever. So like for 4 days straight, that candle was flickering like violently, and mind you, there was no wind, no air, nothing going on in the room. And then just a few days ago, when I got calm and relaxed and stuff, the candle was just, like, peaceful. And it's just, like, I felt like it was telling me, like, this is what's going on in your head now. You're kind of clearing your mind out or whatever.
Yes. Yes. Because that candle is a reflection of what's going on inside of you.
Yes. Well, I really appreciate it because, like, it's just, like, little stuff I feel that needs to be taken care of because I feel inside myself, like, everything, the giant things, the huge things are going to be fine, but it's just well, these little stupid little stumbling blocks that are so tiny and minute that are what gets me off my game or what I got to do.
Yeah, well, nothing is really, I don't want you to think about anything being stupid or dumb or minute because everything matters. Everything matters. Right. Never let someone tell you it don't matter. Everything matters because matter is everything. Everything in this 3D reality is matter. So therefore, it does matter. It's important. You need to focus on it. Pay attention. Get your focus. Don't be distracted. You understand? If you say you're going to sit and you're going to be in that place of stillness for 1 minute, 2 minutes, 3 minutes, be there. Be able to hear nothing. Be able to silence yourself. Be able to do that.
That's real.
Yeah.
Ms. Blair, I have a really quick question.
And this will be your last quick question, my dear.
Yes, it will. Yes. Okay. I've been like looking at my little signs that I see like in nature, but this one I just remember when you were talking to the last lady about Goddess Mute. But I literally saw 6 vultures sitting in the field.
Beautiful. Like, and you know, yeah. Go ahead.
Yeah, I saw 6 vultures. I was driving past them in the field or whatever in the country, and there were 6 vultures sitting there. And I was like, what's going on with that? That's special. I really think it's special. I just thought it is.
It is very special because a group of vultures, when they get together, it's very special. Vultures. This is really what... When you think about it, this is the council getting together. And that's symbolic of letting you know that you have a council of wise women around you that are helping, giving you pieces to help you as you continue on your journey. Don't reject that wisdom. Don't shut that wisdom down because they are helping you to stay alive, to stay afloat, to move yourself forward. So from your mothers, your aunts, and other women, you have a whole council of women that you can go to and you can begin to ask questions and really get insight into your own life. That's pure wisdom. Pure wisdom. Mm-hmm. That's what the vultures represent. Yeah.
Well, thank you, Miss. I really appreciate it. Have a wonderful evening.
You too, and let us know how it goes, but peace and love to you. Really, I think teaching is what you love to do. The children love you. They love your energy and everything that you have to offer. So really go into there. I think you're going to. That feels really good to me, really, really good. So peace and love to you, peace and love.
Thank you. Bye.
Mm-hmm. Bye. All right. We're going to go to the next caller calling in from area code 518. You're live in the remix. Please tell us who you are and where you're calling from.
Hi, this is Linda. I'm calling from New York. I had to turn my computer down.
Okay. I'm sorry. Did you say Linda or Brenda?
Yes, Linda.
Linda. Greetings, Linda, from New York. What part of New York are you calling from?
Upstate New York.
Okay. What part of upstate New York?
Oh, Albany.
Oh, you're calling from Albany. Okay. All right. Okay, Linda.
Yeah.
Yes.
Challenging, but I'm here. I'm originally from Brooklyn, though.
Okay. Well, I'm a Brooklyn girl. I can definitely appreciate that. All right. Okay. So what's so for you?
I did that one thing. I did that with the sugar. I did that ritual, and it was an interesting thing, and it kind of freaked me out a little bit because I put in my 15 desires, and when I went into my bowl,
you're talking about. I want to just kind of let people know about the sugar baby. Ritual that I gave out about the sugar baby ritual that the statue that was done inside the sugar factory, the Domino Sugar Factory in New York. Okay, go ahead.
Yeah, and I put the 15, and I didn't write it down on another paper so I can recall them. So because, I mean, I'm thinking I'm really going to retrieve 15, but when I did only 14, I don't know what happened to that other one.
Mm-hmm.
And it freaked me out because I said, where did it go? There's nobody in this house but me. And I didn't know where to go because I said, oh, I have four left. And when I looked, it was only three. Where did the other one go?
Mm-hmm.
Could you help me?
One of your ancestors picked that up. Let me ask you a question. Has your mother made her transition?
Yes,
it was your mother. Yeah, because I see a woman, and yeah, it was your mother. She took it.
There's sometimes I put things down in the house, and I go back for them, and I say, where'd it go? And there's nobody here but me.
It's her. It's her. She is definitely around you. And, you know, one thing about her, she had sort of that joyful, playful spirit about her. And, you know, just really liked to be full of life, you know?
Okay. So when she took it, what did she do with it? That thing.
Mm-hmm. Just her way of letting you know that she's around and that she's near you, you know?
Oh, all right. I guess, you know, it just like kind of took me out a little bit because I never, you know, I'm putting down quite a few things and they're disappearing on me, and there's nobody here. So.
Yeah, that's what spirits do sometimes. They will, you know, to kind of get your attention. By the way, your mother said she's been trying to get your attention, that there's a talk that you and her need to have.
Really?
Mm-hmm.
We used to have, and when she was in the natural?
No, she said that you guys need to have.
Oh, yeah, I agree with that.
Yeah, she said that you guys need to talk. And so that's her way of getting your attention. So, you know, you know, pick a day when the sun is bright and maybe get some flowers or something and you know, maybe have them present and light a candle and have that conversation with your mother. So you not carrying around the butterfly effect.
Gotcha. All right. Yeah. Oh, wow. That's interesting. Anybody else I need to pay attention to? They're taking stuff out of away from.
Well, for now, your mom, she's the first person who stepped forward and said that was her doing it. And she said she's been doing it for a while because you two need to have a talk.
Oh, I know that's right, because I'm telling you, I've been putting stuff down and I'm like, where to go? Wow.
Yeah.
Okay,
because
I'm in a city. Okay, that's interesting, because I'm in a city and I'm not here with any family, so that's probably why she's doing that. Mm-hmm. Okay.
Yeah.
So I talk to my trees. I have a tree that I talk to.
Well, that's beautiful, and I want you to keep talking to that tree, but and I know you can hear me. I know this is kind of a shock to you at the same time, but I definitely want you to have that talk with your mother. It's been way too long that you've been holding all of that in.
I will definitely do that. Thank you. But now, you know, now that... So how would I know which it was? Never mind. After the talk, I guess you'll let me know.
Oh, yes.
I answer my own question. That was really, hello. I'm a senior. Give me a break.
Watch once you have that talk. You're going to see about things that actually... do start to manifest once you clear some of this energy out. Your mother has learned a whole lot of things, and she sees things from a really different perspective now, you know, and it's time for you guys to have that talk.
All right. Thank you so much. I've been wanting to ask that question. I said, you know what, let me press the one, because I got to find out what happened to that fourth.
Yes. Yes, yes.
I mean, I went to the sugar and I turned it around. I said, no, I know it was here because I saw it.
Oh, well, beautiful. Well, peace and love to you. Peace and love to you. Thanks so much for calling in. And let
Thank
us know.
You.
You come back and let us know how the talk goes.
I will. Thank you so much. Peace and love.
Peace and love. Beautiful. Oh, that's good. All right. We're going to go to the next caller calling in from area code 860. You're live in the remix. Please tell us who you are and where you're calling from. We'll come back to 860. We're going to go to the next caller calling in from area code 832. 832, you're live in the remix. Please tell us who you are and where you're calling from.
This is Courtney. I'm calling from Houston.
Okay, greetings to you, Courtney, from Houston.
I'm so shocked. I can't believe I got in. Hi.
Hi. Mm-hmm.
Okay, so I'm sort of at a loss. I don't know what to say. I think maybe there's a lot going on with me, but I'm not really sure.
Mm-hmm.
Can you give me a reading and help me out?
Mm-hmm. Well, Courtney, the truth is everybody has a lot going on with them, but I want you to tell me about what you feel is going on with you at this particular time. And you've had some changes go on in your life in the last couple of... Wow, Courtney. You've had some changes go on in your life recently here. You want to talk about them?
Yeah, like I've been really focusing on being healthy, so that's been a big change for me.
Mm-hmm.
I've, you know, changed jobs, well, it's been about a year for that change.
Mm-hmm.
But really, that's all that I can think of.
So you feel like it's a lot going on with you because of the situation between you and your mother?
Yes. Yeah, my mom and I, my mother has cancer, and it's just sort of a big ordeal.
Yeah, and that's a big deal. And you know, it whenever we have someone that we love and we're close to them, and we feel, you kind of are feeling a little helpless, like, what can you do? What is it that you can do to really kind of help the situation along? And the main thing that you can do is to be the daughter that you are and just really show your mother love and support and to be there. And also give yourself permission to be angry, to be sad, and to go through all of those things. Those are natural feelings that you're going to have to feel, that you do feel. You don't have to feel them, but you do feel them. It's okay to feel those things as well, too. And also know that, you know, really start to love your mother and cherish her because, you know, she is a fighter. Your mother's a fighter. She's a strong woman.
She's definitely that. I think I've been really angry.
Yeah. And it's okay to get that out. I mean, give yourself permission to feel that. You know what I mean? When, you know, one of the things, I'm not against modern medicine, but there are a lot of things that there's a lot of people who have all kinds of different ailments that happen that start to manifest themselves in this physical reality. And so, you know, science and medicine have caught up. There's a lot of good treatment things out there. But the best treatment, the best healing, is to give your mother as much love and laughter as possible and to even give it to yourself. Because it's a lot of people who have had cancer and overcome those things. Even myself have been plagued with all of those things and been able to heal myself, heal my body, and move forward. And so what you can do is offer that love and support to your mom and also give it to yourself as well. So it's not even about suppressing how you feel, but just kind of bring that energy in some sort of harmony for yourself. So if you spend 5 minutes being angry and upset, spend another 5 minutes of feeling nothing but love and joy and happiness and cherishing that time that you can spend with your mother, talking to her, you know, taking her movies and making her laugh and, you know, having those precious moments as well, too.
Okay. I can do that.
Yeah, I know you can. Everything's going to work itself out. You'll see. You'll see.
Well, thank you so much, Miss Blue. Could you pull a card for me? I'm just curious.
Guess what? I pulled a card for you, and the card that came up is card number 26, which is Baby Blue, which is all about positive expectations. Really living in that space of innocence and really just trusting the process. Yeah.
All right. Well, thank you so much. Thank you for everything.
You're welcome. Love you, sweetie. Peace and love to you. And we'll send a big woo, whoosh of love and healing to your mother and to you.
All right. Thank you.
All right, you're welcome. Peace and love. Hold the line. All right, we're going to go to the next caller calling in from area code 661. You're live in the remix. Please tell us who you are and where you're calling from.
Hello.
Hello. Greetings. Who's on the line, please?
Hello.
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 Can you hear me?
I certainly can. Who's on the line?
Okay, my name is Vanessa. I'm calling from the Houston, Texas area. How are you? I didn't realize I was really on with you.
Yes, you're on the line, Vanessa. Greetings to you. Yeah.
Thank you. Thank you so much. Okay, I've had just a couple of questions. I have a very large tumor,
mm-hmm.
and I'm wondering if I should just go ahead and have the surgery or actually change my diet. I haven't been serious about doing it, changing my diet, that is, so
mm-hmm.
therefore it just seems to keep getting bigger.
Mm-hmm.
And there is a procedure
mm-hmm. that will
that
get rid of tumor.
Is, yes, and I'm wondering if I have that procedure, will I be harmed by it, or
mm-hmm.
should I just try it the natural way?
Mm-hmm. Two things. You know, when it comes to our physical body, I want to talk to you so that you can kind of, because you're a pretty intuitive sister, so I'm sure you know a little bit about why you have this tumor. Do you know why you have this tumor?
Yes, and we discussed it. It really is because of stuffed emotions
yes.
and my emotional state.
Yes. Mm-hmm. So do I think you should change your diet? I think you should change your diet because that's what you should do. Change your diet, regardless of what your decision is for this surgery. Either way that you go, it's going to work out for you. But see, what's happening right now while you're getting sort of to this place where you feel like something drastic needs to be done is because you've been able to tap into, which is a good thing, you've been able to tap into and really get to some of the root causes behind what caused this manifestation in the physical reality. Does that make sense?
Mm-hmm.
So
thank you. I appreciate it. Yes, it does.
Yeah. So this is really a testimony to your work that you're saying, see, before you would kind of block out that you had the tumor, you know, as long as they kept saying, you know, it ain't harming you, it you know, it's just uncomfortable and you could kind of start, you was okay with that. But now that you understand what it's about, it's kind of like your whole physical body is trying to reject it. It's trying to push it out. So two things. If you decide to have the surgery, you're going to be fine. If you decide to take a natural route, you're going to be fine. You're going to need to take the natural route is going to take much, much longer. You do understand that. It's not that it cannot be done, but it can. I'm not completely against modern medicine. And even, in fact, there's even been situations where you getting that tumor out is like an instant, it's snatching it completely out. And that's really where your internal spiritual work has to begin. It has to begin immediately. There is no more, I'm going to do this, otherwise the tumor is just going to come right back.
Makes sense.
So I always say, whenever you take something out, you have to put something in. But you can begin to start doing this now. You can start taking your hands and putting it over your tumor. You can start sending love into that energy. You can imagine when you're getting ready to go to sleep, really sort of like a video game, shooting chunks of this tumor up off of you, taking castor packs and putting on top of the tumor and having it there so it can decrease in its size. But do your research, do your education. If your spirit is telling you to go ahead and have the surgery, you'll be fine. You'll be fine. Whatever you decide, you're going to be fine. But don't let just the fact that you want to do something natural, because, see, a big part of your tumor is you fighting to prove that you can do it by yourself.
Yes.
You see,
you
understand? That's a big part of where that energy is coming from. And so this may be an opportunity for you to evolve yourself past that and to know that it's not about being the lonesome dove and to fly off by yourself. It's also about knowing that not only can you help others, but others can also help you too. Yeah.
Thank you for that. Can I ask you one more question?
You can, but I want to give you something. I did pull a card from you from the Kim deck, and the card that came up, rightfully so, is the goddess Sekhmet, card number 20.
Sekhmet 20.
Yes. So work with her energy. She is what all healers have the goddess Sekhmet there. Begin to work with that energy. of the Goddess Sekhmet. She's a healer. And there's a sister. She did a show with us here on the remix. And she wrote, she came up with the Kemetic Raw Sekhi, which is about the Kemetic yoga, Kemetic, not yoga, excuse me, Kemetic Reiki. And this is really the energy about understanding about energy healing and energy healing work. And the Goddess Sekhmet really kind of sits over all the healers over the planet and really help them. So this is definitely something for you to begin to work with.
Thank you. I will scour through your old shows and find that show.
Mm-hmm. And definitely, right. I don't have to also tell you about Queen Afua. You definitely want to get healed thyself, and all of her books there, because they really speak to a lot of that. And I also, you know, Queen Afua's work, I consider her to be one of my divine teachers here on the planet as well. And she has wonderful things when it comes to women and beginning to heal themselves and healing their bodies and healing our families. So I think that would be perfect for you. Yeah.
I am familiar with her. Thank you for those, both of those recommendations.
Mm-hmm.
And
your other question?
Ma'am.
Yes, your other question.
Okay. Let me quickly choose it. Which one is it going to be? And if this is off, you'll just say no. Past life, do you see anything about France for me?
Actually, I do. In a past life, it would have been what we call France at this particular time. I would say that you do have a past life there. It looks like it was an early life where you actually were a dancer.
Wow.
Yeah.
I like to dance.
Yeah, you love to dance. Yeah, you were a dancer, and let me see. Let's see if I can give you a time frame here. But you were a dancer. It looks like somewhere near. It feels like, and I kind of suck with time, but it feels like it might have been somewhere around 1835. But you were a dancer. Yeah, real interesting. Yeah, you did some. You did some very, very unique type of dancing, and I see you with the costume on, and you're dancing, and you're sort of performing. Actually, that's where you would have had a big performance life. And even in this life, somebody that I see standing, sort of kind of sitting behind you, is Josephine Baker. So it's a strong connection. Yeah, strong connection. She just walked straight up and just sat behind you. So I see Josephine Baker. Strong connection with you two there. And in Josephine Baker, which is interesting enough, even kind of had a past life in France. That's even one of the reasons why she left the United States as well, because some of her past life was also calling her as well there too. So I want you to study some of those things about Josephine Baker and even study France, early dancers in France, and you'll be able to see your connection between you two there, because I'm going to say that even Josephine Baker in her past life and you in a past life, you guys used to dance together.
Wow.
Well, you asked me about your records. You guys know
I'm breathless.
I'm in the premiere files now, so it's a little different. It's a whole lot different. Yeah.
All right. Miss Blue, do you see anything about what was her name she led many slaves to freedom? I keep wanting to call her this certain name, but I don't think she wants me to say it on air. Harriet Tubman. I had
Harriet
a very powerful dream about her a few years ago. I had a very powerful dream about her, and I was wondering if it had any, like, if we were related or anything.
I will tell you this. One of the things that I could tell you for you, and this doesn't happen with everybody, but you have a strong, you are really what I would call a soul sister, because you have strong ties when it comes to the African diaspora in a lot of your past lives. So that's not always the case for most of us. We've been so many different things, but you've been through a lot of different channels when it comes to that, because I'm kind of skipping through your records here and kind of looking. You have a lot, even with you being in Africa some places, being in Spain, some of the other places, being there, being here in the States here during slavery time, during that particular time, and even seeing you being in some other places. One of the other things that comes up is that you and actually Harriet Tubman, you guys cross paths, and you're going to be able to speak to this, because this whole situation going on in Missouri is something that roared a fire up in your ass. And interesting enough is that your work when it came to Harriet Tubman is you guys knew of each other. You really wasn't related with each other, but you also were on sort of that whole freedom train of really helping with the Underground Railroad, but it had something to do with up in that area near Missouri where you were helping slaves to be free around that time.
Thank you so much, Ms. Blue.
Yeah, well, do that research. I'd love for you to call back in and tell us about, you know, all of the goodies there. But yeah, that's you. And check out that Josephine Baker, because she's sitting right behind you, right there,
Thank you so much. And I do have some things to share, but first it will be download.
Okay. Well, peace and love to you. We'd love to hear back from you. Have a good one. Yeah. Beautiful.
Thank you.
Beautiful. All right. We're going to go to the next caller. Calling in from area code 8434, because there's quite a few of you on the line. You're live in the remix. Please tell us who you are and where you're calling from. 8434? Okay. We'll come back to you. We can hear you. We're going to go to the next caller, calling in from area code 716. You're live in the remix. Please tell us who you are and where you're calling from.
Hi, Ms. Blue. My name is Audrey.
Okay. Greetings to you, Audrey. Where are you calling from?
I'm from New York.
Okay. What part of New York, Audrey?
Buffalo.
Buffalo. Greetings, Audrey, from Buffalo, New York.
I talked to you before. I'm just calling in. Maybe you can tell me about my love life. Let me know what you see. You're having some, you know, still in love with this man.
Mm-hmm. Okay. And you're not happy about being in love? I don't remember speaking to you, so you just, I'm just gonna, you know, that's fine.
Okay. So. You know, I laid some rules down and just wondering if he's going to come back or if we're going to move forward together.
Mm-hmm. The main thing that I want you to focus on, Audrey, right now is about communicating and speaking your truth and being able to face your greatest fear. You know, because this has kind of been a lot of back and forth. I see a lot of back and forth energy here. You said you laid some rules down, and you want to know if he's going to come back. You already know the answer to that. That's why he left. You laid some rules down about how you want to be treated, what you feel is acceptable for you, how you feel that the relationship should be going. And, you know, the beautiful thing about it is both of you guys are operating in your free will. The main thing that I pick up for you is to communicate your truth, not somebody else's truth. You know, you laid down some laws that you really didn't want to lay down.
Right.
Do you understand what I'm saying? Like, don't let what someone else tells you about what a relationship should look like determine what a relationship should be for you. Really speak your truth and understand that that is your relationship. You have to be okay with how that relationship is going. As long as you're okay, he's okay. You know, Anthony Hamilton said it best. If you're cool, I'm cool, we cool. It doesn't matter what the rest of the world thinks. It doesn't matter what people on the outside are saying. So communicate right. your truth. Communicate your truth, not someone
well,
else's.
Yeah, I know. I listen to too many people. But, I mean, I do want more. You know,
well,
I want more.
Okay. All right. And you deserve more. So, once again, communicate your truth. Just communicate your truth and stand in that light and be able to face what you think is your greatest fears because you're facing it already anyway.
Okay.
Anyway, you're facing it anyway. And you don't have to do everything and, you know, be so abrupt with it.
Okay.
Yeah. You can do things with love.
Yeah, I was kind of abrupt and he tried reaching out and I was kind of abrupt instead of, you know, really telling him how I felt. And
it's okay. You need to tell his ass how the fuck you felt. You did.
Right.
But you also need to tell the truth about what else you feel. Sometimes the only time we can communicate some shit to people is when we're telling them something negative.
Yeah.
So if you're going to tell how you feel, tell everything of how you feel, not just one side.
Yeah, I should have, and I didn't really do that.
Okay. Well, you don't have to hold on to a shoulda, coulda, woulda. Once you hang up here, you can call him back and say what you need to say. Communicate your truth. Communicate your truth, and everything will turn out just lovely.
So you do see him coming back? Or?
No, I'm not looking into that.
Oh, okay.
Yeah, that picture is not developed at all. Yeah.
I just have to open up and do what I have to do.
You don't have to do anything, but you don't have to do anything. Communicate your truth from your heart, not from your mind. For real. And at the end of the day, be able to live with your decision.
Okay.
All right?
Okay, thank you, Miss Blue.
You're welcome. Peace and love, peace and love.
Peace and love.
Mm-hmm. Wow. Can you guys believe 2 minutes and what? 30 seconds left to go in the form here. I want to remind you guys that you can always reach out as well and definitely go. This is a perfect time to go and pick up the Soul Body Workshop, to pick up the Love Seminar that myself and Brother Bilal did, and pick up the meditation that is there. And you guys know about the Archangel meditation that is there, the chemistry of the Archangel Michael, the Spirit Quest that's there. And be able to use it. It's some powerful energy here. So many different lessons, so many different butterfly effects going on, and being able to understand where we are and how we can begin to move ourselves forward in this amazing time that we're in. I just want to wish you guys so much peace and so much love. Please stay in love. Stay in love with yourself and everyone around you, and be able to communicate your truth and do that from a place of being honest. And So Remix family, don't forget to download. Don't forget to download. And don't forget to stay away from the distractions because there's going to be so many different distractions out there this week. You know, people all over the planet can see your light, and they are definitely coming for your light. They want to be in your light. Know that that's what they're searching for. That's what they're looking for. And, you know, allow everyone to be able to stand in their own light and to do that. So tomorrow's a holiday. You guys have a wonderful time. I look forward to connecting with you. I'll be sending out those emails as well. Much love, Warren Spear. Peace and blessings to everyone. I'll be sending out those emails for those of you. I'm still sending them out for the Akashic Record readings, the premiere file that I'll be doing for you guys. So peace and love. Peace and love, you guys. Love you. We're going to close.
Let me hear you say hey, Miss Carter. Say hey, Miss Carter. Give me some.
See me up in the club with 511 girls. Posted in the back, down my thing in my grill. Brooklyn brim with my eyes sitting low. Every boy in here with me got that smoke. And every girl in here gotta look me up and down. All on Instagram, cake by the pound. Circulate the image every time I come around. G's up, tell me how I'm looking, babe.
What is up for you? Just walk my way.
Tell me how it's looking, babe.
Five minutes to get all dressed up. We ain't even gonna make it to this club.